here's a story from The World.
The streets of Belarus today remain in upheaval. Protesters are packing public spaces, demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko has got to go. Those demonstrators say Lukashenko rigged the presidential election in his favor 10 days ago. The European Union is keeping a close watch on the situation. Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, held a press conference today.
The European Union stands in solidarity with the people of Belarus, and we don't accept impunity.
The EU has said it does not accept the results of the August 9th election in Belarus. EU leaders also announced plans to sanction Belarusian officials. Charles Grant is the director of the Center for European Reform and joins us from London. What do you think of the EU's response? Does it send a strong message of support to Belarusians who, frankly, are furious about this vote?
It is very worried that if it is seen to intervene too directly and too vociferously, that'll give Alexander Lukashenko an excuse to say to the Russians, look, there's outside interference in what's going on in our political system. Please come and help. So the EU is quite cautious about getting involved, but it has decided today to go ahead with plans to sanction those individuals most guilty of human rights abuse and electoral fraud. And I think the message the EU is trying to send to Moscow is, look, this is not about grabbing hold of Belarus and putting it in the EU or NATO. This is about making sure the Belarusian people can choose their own government. So we don't intend to try to pull Belarus away from Russia's sphere of influence. So there's no reason why Moscow should intervene or interfere in what's going on in Belarus.
So the EU seems to want Lukashenko to start at least engaging in talks with the opposition. If he does not seem willing to do that, what are the options for the EU and how much leverage do they actually have?
Well, the EU sadly has very little real leverage in Belarus because it doesn't give a lot of money to the government. Gives very small amounts of aid to the Belarusian government and for various programs. What it can really do is sanction individuals, which is not to be sniffed at because the Belarusian elite love to go shopping in Vilnius and Lithuania and take their wives there for weekends. They like to have foreign bank accounts as well. So if these sanctions against targeted individuals prevent you getting a visa to go to EU countries and prevent you from having a bank account in an EU country, that is quite significant for some people. I think these sanctions should not be sniffed at, but the EU is quite keen not to be seen to hurt the Belarusian economy as a whole, because that would hurt the people. So that's why the EU will focus on so-called targeted sanctions on particular individuals rather than blocking trade with the whole country.
So, Charles, just the big picture at this point in time, for leaders in the EU, what is their ideal outcome with Lukashenko?
I think the ideal outcome would be that the regime of Mr. Lukashenko starts negotiating with the opposition for some sort of transitional arrangement whereby perhaps a figure from the establishment but who's relatively soft and moderate, such as Mr. Rumas, the former prime minister, comes forward to lead an interim government that would lead to a transition with new elections in which there would be free elections and the political prisoners would be liberated and allowed to compete in those elections. And Mr. Lukashenko would be given a safe passage out of the country into retirement in somewhere else. That's the ideal solution. But I have to say, today, things don't look too good. There's been a new crackdown today. The authorities have got much tougher with the demonstrators. And ultimately, because the EU isn't capable of intervening directly to influence events, if the government really wants to behave very brutally, it may have lost the support of the people and lost legitimacy in the eyes of most Belarusians. But it can, if it's prepared to use force, stay in power for some time longer. I hope that's not the case, but it's beginning to look a little bit like that this evening.
Charles Grant is the director of the Center for European Reform. He's been speaking with us from London. Charles, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much.
From PRX.